Guys, something unusual happened this time while looking at a client's database, and this is what we observed was the client, like one of the most important table that the client had, and that table had more number of indexes than the number of columns. So this is your DBA challenge. Do you think this is normal, or something like this can happen, or do you think there is an impact of having more number of indexes than the number of columns on your database performance? Meanwhile, let us start the show. Welcome back, guys. Arun this side with another episode of Daily DBA Show. And one of the main reasons why today my energy levels are high, because guys, recently we launched Oracle DBA internships with DBA Genesis. And I would like to congratulate all the DBAs who are selected as part of the first internship ever that is being conducted at DBA Genesis. And I have already started working with the DBAs who are selected for the internship. But don't worry, I think you don't have to be disheartened thinking that, okay, you missed the opportunity. Nothing like that, guys. This was a beta program while we released an email to some set of DBAs just to test how they are or how this program will work. All right. So for you, in case if you would be interested in any of the Oracle DBA internships with us, technically it will be me that you will be working directly in Oracle DBA internships. What you can do is go to dbagenesis.com, and on the top right corner you will see a new tab called internships. Click on that tab, go through all the terms and conditions. If you feel you are eligible for Oracle DBA internships with DBA Genesis, click on the apply button and submit your application. Right? And guys, only people who are selected for this internship will be contacted back. And let's take, if you don't get any communication from us, I apologize, you might have to try it out sometime later in the future. That being said, keep continuing to send me your queries to support@dbagenesis.com, and also put your comment below these videos. And guys, don't forget my vision. I am trying everything possible to reach every single DBA on this planet, and please, please, please help me in this vision. Try to spread the word as much as possible. Try to get your DBA friends on our platform. We all have to build the biggest DBA community online. That being said, and with my vision in mind, let us start our today's episode with the first question of the day. What basic stats are gathered when we run DBMS stats package? Guys, this is something like related to performance tuning, and understand, see, I mean, use logic, okay? You don't need some book knowledge, or you don't need some details from me in order to answer questions like this. Most of the times you have to think logically. So understand, if Oracle Optimizer wants to find data out of the table, so assume like what all details will help Optimizer to find the data faster. So like if you have stats on the number of records inside the table, amazing, it will help Optimizer, right? If you have details about the number of data blocks, awesome, it will help Optimizer, right? If you have data about the number of distinct values inside a column, that will also help Optimizer, right? And if you have like details about the null values inside a particular column, that will also help Optimizer. Like, I mean, these are basic terms. You don't need a book knowledge, or you don't need to read about it somewhere. Just think logically, like every detail about a table which helps Optimizer find the records faster and also generate an optimal execution plan for the queries. Of course, I have given you a couple of details, but apart from that also, the average row length and the minimum and maximum values inside a column, these all are the stats that are gathered by Oracle for a particular schema, table, or other objects inside the database. That being said, a quick daily DBA challenge for all of you. You guys tell me at what point of time inside the Oracle database, Oracle gathers stats. All right. Now, in case you might have a production database, so when and where or which time exactly Oracle is gathering these stats, right? And also one more tricky question for all of you. How does Oracle define like which particular table to gather these stats for, right? This is your DBA challenge. I would like to hear from you. And meanwhile, let's move on to the next question. What sample size should I use? Guys, to keep it very simple and straightforward, always go with auto sample size. I personally do not recommend putting any percentage like 10%, 20% or 100%. I remember one of the POCs that we performed, the auto sample size and the 100%, when you use 100% sample size, the results were almost exactly same. So Oracle is much intelligent, I would say, in this matter, that when you use auto sample size, it knows as to how many records are to be considered for sampling purpose. So I'm sharing my personal experience. I have always used the auto sample size for all the clients, every database. Whenever there was any client's requirement, it was always auto sample size. I do not go with 10%, 20%, 50%, 100%. I don't like it. I mean, that's how I am. Or I guess you can also steal this idea from me. So when it comes to sample size, always go with the default one. Trust me, you can actually depend on the auto sample size. You don't have to think about like, you know, 10%, 20%, 50%. Just don't do it. Meanwhile, let's move on to the next one. What types of stats are considered by optimizer? If you see these questions, now I feel that our DBA community is slowly moving towards the performance tuning questions. And guys, trust me, one of the most priority thing in my list is to start a show on Oracle performance tuning. I know it's long pending, but we'll start any which ways. But meanwhile, let me connect this question back to the first question. Understand, we have stats that are gathered for a table, couple of stats, right, which we discussed earlier, the average row length, number of records, what are the null values inside a column, and average row length, block size, minimum maximum values inside the column. Now all this data is required by the Oracle optimizer in order to design an execution plan for the query. It's very simple and straightforward. But understand, guys, it is not always only about the table. It is more than the table inside Oracle. See, the optimizer, of course, it looks for the table stats. It will also look for the index stats. It will also look at the column stats. And the most interesting part, it also looks at system stats. Now, what are these system stats? Like you have dictionary tables, you have the Oracle database system, right? So these dictionary tables also require stats to be gathered. And this all happens internally, right? Oracle gathers stats for the dictionary tables as well. Now those stats are also taken into consideration while designing the execution plan for the query by the optimizer, right? So what are the things that are considered by the optimizer while generating an execution plan are, number one is table stats, second is column stats, third is index stats, and fourth one, the most important one and which people kind of like ignore, that is system stats, right? So I think these are the main stats that are considered by optimizer before it generates the execution plan. I think one of the best interview questions which you can consider. So let's jump on to the next question of the day. I want to consolidate data from multiple production databases into one Oracle staging database. How can I achieve it? I think it's one of the simplest answers. I would love to give one word answer for this question, but let us elaborate a little bit for our friend. So guys, to consolidate, okay? Consolidation, what are the tools used for database consolidation? So the first one is the Oracle multi-tenant architecture. But over here, I believe the data needs to be consolidated from multiple platforms on a regular basis. Now, if that is the case, you actually need a replication tool. Now, which is the best replication tool in the market? We all know Oracle GoldenGate. So I guess you can use Oracle GoldenGate or any other replication tool out there in the market to consolidate your environment into one of the data warehouses or any other database. Like, I think that's the best answer. One word answer to this question would be Oracle GoldenGate. All right, let's move on to the next question. How can I restore indexes while restoring dropped table? Again, guys, I would still say it is also one word answer. So when you drop a table, I think rather than me asking or me answering this question, I should ask you guys this question. Okay, so what happens when you drop a table? So will Oracle drop the index? If yes, then when you are restoring the table back, what happens to the index? Actually, you guys tell me in the comments what will happen. And I would love, in case if somebody can execute this on a database system, take this as your DBA challenge. I know we have a couple of, or actually more number of DBA challenges in this episode, but that's perfectly okay. So someone please execute this on your system. And if you can put down all the commands in the comments while testing this one. So what happens to the index when you are trying to restore the drop table from the recycled bin? That's the question number one. I think the second question would be, you tell me when you drop a table, what happens to the index? Like, the drop table goes into recycled bin. So will Oracle delete the index, or index will still be inside the database, or even index will be in the recycled bin? Like, what happens? This is question number two. I would love to see your answers in the comment. And meanwhile, guys, let us move on to the most exciting part, and that is the bonus question. Guys, one question which I feel like each one of you should know is, because recently when I was taking an interview and I got to know, like, I mean, whatever question I was asking the candidate, and the candidate was saying, no, I don't know. No, I don't know. No, I don't know. Okay, no, I mean, no. It was a blunt no. And trust me, guys, I mean, it became irritating. Like, the conversation became awkward. And I was feeling like, I wanted to stop it, but I couldn't. By the way, I think let's come to the point. The deal is, guys, when you don't know anything in an interview, the best part is, rather than saying a blunt no, there is a good way to say it. You can always say that, you know what, I have a fair knowledge about XYZ, but I never got a chance to work on it. Understand, you have to keep soft while answering the questions that you don't know or you have never worked on. And that's something I wanted to share with each one of you guys. See, if you don't know, never say no. Always say, I never got a chance to work on this. Or probably you can always throw or put the burden on your seniors. You can say that, in my current project, the seniors are not allowing me to touch XYZ system or XYZ technology, and that's why I don't know, or I don't have practical hands-on knowledge, but I have fair knowledge about the topic. That way it sounds pretty pleasing, and it actually sounds very convincing, because we are also DBAs and we understand that in most of the environments, the junior DBAs are not allowed to touch the main production systems, and those kind of scenarios are something we also understand. So I think rather than saying a blunt no, which I would recommend no one should use in any of the interviews, and okay, one more thing, guys, let's take, if the interviewer is asking you something which is not at all related to DBA job. For example, you are going for a DBA job and the interviewer is asking, like, okay, what's your knowledge on, have you worked on programming PL, SQL, or do you know how to write a loop? In those kind of scenarios, you can always say that, you know what, this is actually out of my job roles, current job roles, because I'm a DBA and I'm more focused on the Oracle DBA activities, right? So there is always a way, or there is always a, yeah, I mean, there is always a way to say no. Never say no directly or bluntly, because it sometimes might sound offending, right? Good luck with your next DBA interview, in case if you are going for, or good luck with your next project interviews. And meanwhile, I'll take a leave, guys. I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.